Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, friend. Go ahead, friend. Go ahead. Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, friend.
Shower down. Hermeneutics. when you study your Bible, the three steps. The first step is observation. You look at the text and try to see what the text says.
Right.
As observation. You're just looking at it. Sometimes you take time to look at it. It's not a method. I remember when I was in college. I was in freshman composition. And they had somewhat similar. Situation like you had to go out and look at a lake. And just, you had to write like, maybe like 50 or 100 ideas about the lake. Now, if you get paid by 25, you say, okay, what else do I see? And you just got to, but it's kind of like that in the Bible. So, observation. Try to look at everything you can possibly look at. Secondly, after you get what it says, you got to figure out what that means.
Right.
That's interpretation.
Right.
So you look at what it says, and you go, okay, well, now, what does that mean? You got to do a little bit more work. Maybe use dictionaries or other tools. And then finally, you come to application. Now that I know what it said and what it means,
right,
how do I apply this to my life and walk it out on a day-by-day basis?
Amen.
I'm going to try as quickly as I can to go through those three steps. If I went through them slowly, we'd be here a long time. So I'm going to try to quickly go through them, but I think you'll catch the message. So first, we're going to look, observe it and interpret it. Let's look at those first verses and see where we're going here. Chapter 7, everybody got your Bible on your page there. Says first thing, says, do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by the standards of measure, it will be measured to you. I'm going to stop right there. Now, in the book of Matthew, Matthew is writing, and he's writing to a primarily Jewish audience. Matthew's written kind of to a Jewish audience who are familiar, audience that's familiar with the Jewish religious leaders, scribes, Pharisees, and all the political leaders. Now, there was a problem, though. The religious leaders had a problem. You find out when you look at Matthew, I think, 520, if you look down, if you have your Bible, look down a little further, that Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the religious leaders, you shall in no wise see heaven. All right, y'all with me? Human beings, our judgment is faulty. Only God can truly judge correctly, because God don't look at what's on the outside, but also what's on the inside. And God views people in the context of their total experiences of life. You don't know what that person has been through in their life. Amen. You don't know what they've experienced. You don't know their wounds. You don't know their hurts. You don't know how they were raised. It's so many things you don't know about them that God knows about them. Maybe some of the things that they're struggling with was because of something that happened in their life earlier. And you're not putting that in the equation, and you're overly harsh on them. So our judgment is faulty, because we are sinners.
Amen.
We are sinners. All of sin becomes short of the glory. Don't forget about your own failures when you're judging somebody. Now, hold on to that. Hold on to that. Now, and Jesus says, because. Four, or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, I think we've already dealt with that, and look the log in your eye. You hypocrite, first take the log out of you. First, hey, while you're trying to be judgmental toward others, look at yourself. Take a look in the mirror and work on your stuff.
Amen.
Because what happens when you look at yourself and where you at honestly, see, sometimes we don't look at ourselves honestly. We look at ourselves, you know, and give ourselves permission to fail, but we don't give others permission.
Right, it's true.
So look at yourself, because when you look at yourself, you will see how much mercy and grace you need. Believe me, we all need mercy and grace from the pulpit to the pit. We all need God's mercy and grace. So when you really look at yourself and say, God, wait a minute, I see some stuff I hadn't seen before about me that I need to work on, some issues I have, some struggles I have. So I need your mercy and your grace. And once you've experienced God's grace and mercy in your life, you'll look at others differently.
And
that's what he's trying to get us to do. Calls him Matthew 5 and 7. You don't have a verse, but it's the same Matthew. It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. See, amen. Reason why I'm merciful. I'm not too hard on people. I want them to do better. I plead for them to do better. Amen. I pray for them to do better. I fast for them to do better. And I try to open myself up. You want help, whatever I can help you with. Most times they don't, a lot of times they don't accept the invitation. But I'm not very hard on people, but it's not that I'm not hard on sin, because I know what sin does to people.
Absolutely.
But I try to be merciful, because that's how God been with me. Because if God has been judgmental and hard on me, I wouldn't be standing before you.
Amen.
I should have been cut off a long time ago. But because he's been so merciful and gracious to me, I try to be merciful and gracious. Then he goes on to Matthew. You see this all through the book of Matthew. He goes on when he's talking in the Matthew in chapter 6 when he's giving us the prayer, the model prayer. Right after that model prayer in Matthew 6:12, he says, Forgive us our sins as we forgive others.
Right.
For if you do not forgive others, then the Father won't forgive you. And then we're already in a prayer early up and say, forgive us our trespasses as we. You ask us, hey, God, forgive my trespasses as I forgive others. Now you ask him that, so you need to be forgiving others. Because if you ask, then he's going to, okay, you told me to forgive your sin like you forgive others. So unless you're being forgiven, then if you've been stingy with your forgiveness, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then yeah, you don't just like you've seen you with your forgiveness, I'm going to be seeing you with mine. That's what it's in now. I can explain it a little bit better, but it will take a lot of time. That don't mean you just lost your salvation, but that means you lost your fellowship, your closeness, your intimacy with God when that sin is unforgivable.
All right, here we go, here we go. So you kind of understand it. Then it goes down to this part that says, do not give what is holy to dogs.
Right.
What's holy is that thing that's separated to God. It's so special. It's set apart to God. And he's talking about these dogs. Not like the little puppy we live in. You know, we look at little nice puppy, nice dogs. Y'all walk around and all that.
Oh, no. This is talking about the dogs that existed many times in the Bible days that were scavengers roaming around attacking human beings. These were like wild dogs, okay? And say, hey, don't give what's precious to wild dogs. And it goes on a little further. It goes on a little further. This is the point I'm gonna work with a lot today. It says,
and do not throw your pearls before peas.
All right.
Do not throw your pearls before peas. In some birds say swine.
Right.
Amen. Swine. And I was walking in this morning. And I see it because what it's talking about, it's talking about these wild hogs.
Yeah. Right,
or what you call feral hogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, y'all want to I said, I'm bring it right out here. Yeah. And have an illustration. Amen.
Yeah.
These are not gonna look at this. These are wild hogs.
Yeah.
Amen. And feral hogs. And if you have some kind of precious pearl, they're not gonna respect the precious of those pearls.
Right.
You can throw them before them, they're gonna just ignore them because they don't know how precious they are. And they may turn on you and tear you apart. Ain't that what the scripture says?
Yeah, tear you apart.
So it said first, don't be overly judgmental, but you do need some kind of discernment.
Absolutely.
Y'all with me? You need some spiritual discernment. Because the reason why the hog overlooked the pearl is because he had no spiritual discernment. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says the natural man cannot understand the Spirit of God because the things of the Spirit of God because they are spiritually discerned. And you need the Holy Spirit to help you to understand godly things. I'm going to say kingdom things. Because we're kingdom people.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody here is a kingdom man. We're all kingdom men or kingdom women. We're all kings and queens in here, part of God's kingdom.
Yeah.
We also are knowing that there's a kingdom agenda. There's something that God is trying to accomplish. And within his total agenda, all of us have an assignment. The kingdom men, kingdom women who know God's kingdom agenda and we are trying to fulfill his kingdom assignment for us. And lastly, he gives us, in order that we can fulfill that kingdom assignment, kingdom truth. Kingdom man, kingdom women, kingdom general, kingdom assignment, kingdom truth. What I'm trying to say, all that kingdom ideas and thoughts cannot be understood by people that are not kingdom people. It takes kingdom people whose lives have been changed, who have God's spirit inside of them to understand kingdom man, kingdom women, kingdom agenda, kingdom assignments, and kingdom truth. The spirit, soul, person without the spirit can't understand. And that's after I'm going to kind of work my way through the observation and the interpretation. Trying to go through. That's what he's saying. Hey, don't be too judgmental. Don't be too hard or harsh with people in their family. Because you got something to do. Mm-hmm. And secondly, but you do need good discernment. You need discernment about these ideas. You need God, the reason why you need discernment so you can tell when you look at God's men, God's women,
God's agenda, God's assignments, God's truth, you can understand right, appreciate it. Okay. This is now we got to get the application. But the majority of the sermon is built on application. How do we put this in our life right here, sir? How does this apply to my life? How, what can I take home? How can I take this thing home? I don't want to leave here. I want to take this thing that you're saying home. Show me how to take it home. Now, sometimes, you know, like I said, what I told y'all, when I'm working for these sermons, as you use it, sometimes I ought to be dropping words in my spirit. And then that's what today is. Today's word is rejection. That's what I'm kind of talking about in the application of these verses. Rejection. If you've ever wanted something or someone and then get it, that's rejection. Want a job, then get it. Wanted to go to this college, didn't happen. Wanted to be with this person, wanted to be in this group, didn't happen. Rejection. Relationship, friendship, rejection. So I'm going to talk about rejection. All of us have experienced rejection at some level. So I'm going to look at, in the application process, I'm going to look at two things that these verses tell us about rejection that we can take home. Fred, I want to tell you, realize, and I'm going to go back over a little bit what I just said. There's another verse in Matthew 10, 11, but it talks about a pearl of great price. Says the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great price. When a man found it, a merchant found it, and he sold all he had, so he get the money to pay for that pearl of great price because of its value. Okay. Think of that. And the pearl is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is so valuable, it's worth your whole life in everything you have. Keep that in mind. But look at what happened when you put the same pearl, the same kingdom of God, before peace. It's so bad that the merchant gave everything for it, but the pig trampled over.
All right.
Now, in the first verse, we want to talk about judging. There's an idea in the social science and psychology that says, an idea that talks about projection. Think about a projector projecting a picture on the wall.
Okay.
Projection. Now, in social science, there's a projection that says we project our negative emotions and our negative things that we see, like our sins, as a defense mechanism. We project them onto others.
Okay.
Y'all know what I'm saying? When it's something wrong with you,
okay,
sometimes you are projecting onto others.
Okay.
See if I need it. See if y'all ain't quite there. Yeah, I know y'all saying. I see y'all saying, yeah. But kidnapping is wrong, right? How many of y'all here believe kidnapping is wrong? So somebody got kidnapped, and because they were kidnapped, but they found a way somehow to sneak out and run away to freedom.
Okay.
Would that be okay? You think that's all okay? If you've been kidnapped,
right,
to run away to freedom?
Sure,
absolutely. Would everybody say that?
Absolutely.
Well, the reason I asked you that was because of when slaves ran away. They were hunted down. And they said they were committing a crime because they had run away from their masters. But you got to understand that the problem wasn't with the pearl. problem wasn't the pearl. The problem was the pig. It wasn't the pearl. It was the pig that was the problem. We were just doing what was legal. The reason why they shot us and criminalized us and still criminalize us is still because of the color of the skin, amen, police us in a certain way, is because of that mentality that we are the criminal, but yet we were the ones that were kidnapped from it. Y'all don't hear me. We were the ones that were kidnapped, amen, from our land and brought here and enslaved. And when we tried to escape our kidnapper, they said we were the criminal, but it wasn't just projecting their own crime on us.
Yeah.
Y'all better see me? And a lot of times, the reason why people reject you is because they got some stuff that's wrong with them and they're projecting it on you. So, when you get rejected, somebody call you a bad name, somebody talk about you, somebody does something underhanded to you,
right.
Somebody says, can't be a part of our group, you're not good enough, your complexion ain't the right complexion, you don't talk right, when somebody does that, don't let that be on you. When somebody says there's something wrong with you, a lot of times it's not. It's not the pearl, but you pearl. It's not the pearl. It's the pig that's the problem. Because the reason why they're saying it about you, because they don't even know you. They don't know you. They're projecting their own issues on you. What did it say? It said the man had a plant in his eye. And he said, hey, you got a speck in your eye. Y'all be ashamed of it. You got a speck in your eye. He got a plant. He was projecting his own plant issues on to the person looking at their speck. It wasn't, amen, the speck, it was the plant that was the problem. I know you, but y'all gonna see what I'm saying in a few minutes, y'all. Y'all gonna understand. That's what I'm trying to say. So the first time, because I'm trying to say, the reason why I want us to know how to deal with rejection, rejection is going to come. And this is a youth thing I'm trying to talk about, because youth gonna get addicted a whole lot. Because when you're a young person, you want to be accepted by everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go to school, you want to be in the groups. You want to have friends like everybody else. Friends. Have friends. Amen. You want people to be kind to you like the kind of everybody else. Amen. You want people to trip you like the trip of somebody else. But sometimes, because of someone projecting their own issues upon you, they're not going to treat you like you deserve to be treated. That's what he's saying. A pearl is valuable. But a pig don't know how to value a pearl. Don't let your value come from other people. You are valuable if you're a kingdom person or you just made in the image of God. You have tremendous value. Don't, amen. People may call you names, but you don't have to answer to the name that they call you. Are you a kingdom? You're a kingdom man, kingdom woman, kingdom child. Amen. With a kingdom agenda, kingdom assignment. And kingdom truth. And the truth says, amen, when we look at Ephesians and many other places, like, that we are beloved, we are chosen, we are adopted, we are children of God. That's who we are. So when somebody else says something different, they're just projecting their own issues on you. Catch that. Because if you don't, you'll go home. Something wrong with me. I need to fix. You'll go home with your head hung down.
Okay.
That you're not as good as another person.
All right.
And sometimes people will reject you. They'll say something like you're a nerd.
Okay.
You reject me. said, I think I'm a nerd. Well, Elon Musk is a nerd.
Right.
And he's a billionaire.
Right.
Michael Davis is a nerd. He's a billionaire. I think I'm going to go ahead with the nerds.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Amen.
You thought you were insulting me, but really,
right.
You compliment me. Because that means I'm on my way somewhere.
Right.
Go ahead and call me a nerd.
Right.
And one day you ask me for a job. Now, the thing I like about Leah,
Leah never did complain.
Right.
Now, the Bible said, described as we got.
Right.
We don't know what that means. Some tradition said,
right.
You know, back then,
right.
It was mostly covered up.
Yeah.
You had, like, eyes that were dark and shiny, or maybe Leah was like, not as shiny. Somehow, Leah was less attractive than Rachel.
But
Jacob was kind of a pig.
Amen.
I'm talking about the kind of pig. Jacob didn't have discernment. Because if he had discernment, Leah, in a lot of ways, was who he needed to be with.
Come on.
I got to talk about it. Because somebody needs this. Leah was who he needed to be with. Listen, when you're looking for somebody, one of my mentors, Jerry Flowers, says, when you're looking, when you got that pig mentality, you look for something different than the one got a kingdom mentality.
Amen, it's true.
When you got that pig mentality, you're looking for something different than somebody with a kingdom mentality.
Amen, it's true.
When you got the pig mentality, what you're looking for is an avenue. When you got kingdom mentality, you're looking at attributes. What you talking about, Pastor? When you got that pig, you're looking for an avenue. You know, an avenue takes you somewhere.
Okay.
You're a pig, and you got an avenue that's going to take you to the place where you can satisfy your desires.
Okay.
But now, when you're kingdom, don't. Kingdom men don't look for avenues. They look for attributes.
Amen.
Because I got, as a kingdom man, there's a kingdom agenda I'm trying to fulfill. God then gave me an assignment. So I need to look for somebody that got godly attributes
that
can help me and I can help them. And both of us together can fulfill our God-given assignment.
We don't do that, Pastor.
I got to look for somebody's attributes so they can fulfill God-given assignment. Oh no! Let me just be that man. He's saying, hey, she might be beautiful. See, this is what the pig mentality look. She's beautiful, she got the body, and she's better. Okay. Better. I made a word there. She's beautiful, she got the body, and she's better.
Come on, Amber.
Because you're looking for an avenue as a pig where you can, amen, satisfy your appetite. All the pig do is trying to satisfy his appetite. Then he consumes you, and after he consumes you, he eliminates you.
Come on, preacher. Come on, Amber. Come on.
Y'all go with me now.
Come on.
Because you know we got female pigs. Don't look at him because he buff and got bang. Amen. And
I'm willing to pay somebody else to win. So we put on seven. Because I look at y'all and women, women ain't getting what they need. They need some, I can't give them. So I need somebody to help me.
All right.
And have the y'all hear me? Y'all listen to me. So I couldn't go look for somebody.
Yeah.
They were beautiful, had the body. Because a whole lot of people got the body in devil, but they ain't got no character, they ain't got no attitude. They can't help me. Amen. They can't stand beside me and help me build the kingdom and fulfill my God's assignment.
Yeah, Richard.
Are y'all getting this?
Well, she is beautiful, though, sir.
I'm trying to be real. Just give me some.
somebody to medicate my pain so I can forget about this sense of pain and this non-peace on the inside of me for about 2 hours. And you would say that's not when you see it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because it's a certain way it's not dressed.
Right.
Come on. Come on. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop.
Both male and female. I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to go into it. But you can tell it's not the way they dress.
Amen.
Because they're saying I'm home.
That's what they say, preacher.
You got to be careful as Christian people. Hey. If you're a man or woman of God, dress like you're a man or woman of God.
Yeah, preacher. Yeah.
Don't dress like
Islam. Amen. Amen.
I might be going too far.
Amen.
Did I go too far, maybe?
I mean,
tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Woo! Leah! Leah said, hey. Leah thought, and Leah was ignored.
Yeah.
Now, he said they didn't like him. But now, before Rachel had the kid,
Leah
had about four.
Right. You're right.
Leah had about four. Now, the first creature that she named some names that have to do with God's seed and hear. Because she said, maybe, because she wanted to be seen. She's felt invisible. She wanted to be seen. Because she felt invisible. She wanted to be heard. Because it seemed like she was inaudible. Nobody could hear her or nobody could see her. But he said, I know now I got three children, and I know how important children are, especially male children, in our culture. I know Jacob is going to see me now. But something happened to Leah. And Leah on her fourth child said, it's all right, I don't care if you see me or not. Because I'm going to praise God.
She had
an experience where God became everything that she needed. And she said, hey, Judah, which means praise God, was the fourth step. Tell me, go ahead and pray. I'm not going to wait till he give me what I've been looking for.
Yeah.
Woo! I wish I had a witness in here. Somebody. I'm not aware. I'm here. And then notice that Jesus, if you look at Jesus' genealogy does not come through Rachel. The one that he chose for, the one that had that stole the eyes of God. Jesus' lineage come through Leah.
Yeah.
Because even though Rachel was Jacob's choice, Leah was God's choice. I'm so glad, amen, that I was rejected, because my rejection was protection, because I was making the wrong choices.
Yeah.
But God said, no, that's not the right choice. Right then, it was kind of rough. But then, once I got the right choice, it was all worth it. I'm glad for the door that God does so.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
So we look for attributes in a person. Look for character. Are they kind? Mm-hmm. Are they patient? Mm-hmm. Self-controlled? Mm-hmm. Faithful? Mm-hmm. Those fruits of the Spirit. Look for those attributes. Do they have vision? Do they have drive? Are they going somewhere? Do they love God?
Yeah.
Is God's church important to them? Are they generous? Look for some attributes in a person. Are they encouraging? Can they lift you up? See, I know one thing, Cheryl was a great character. I saw her being carried there, but just like she encourages y'all. So, amen, when she's down, she can lift me up, but that wasn't the most important part. I know when the congregation was down, she had the power to lift up anybody in the congregation, because she's a lifter.
Amen. Yeah, yeah.
She's the yin to yang. The thing that I'm weak at, she's strong in. The thing she's not weak at, I have the strength in. We work together. Attribute. Look for the attributes.
Yeah.
Not an avenue. Because an avenue ain't that long.
It's short.
Don't give your heart to somebody that wants your body.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, you know why you got rejected? Because it was a P and you was a pearl.
Amen. Amen.
Listen. Because I went over. Sometimes people going to treat you bad because of the color of your skin. You can be rejected because of the color of your skin.
It's true.
But I want to tell you, all pearls ain't white.
Come on.
They ain't a black girl, too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Pirates of the Caribbean movie, this shit was named Black Pearl. And it was named because they're all black pearls. Black pearls come from only one type of oyster, the Tahitian black lip oyster. Had a black stripe on its inner shell.
Yeah.
They're rare.
Amen. Yeah.
And because they are rare, because you know how pearls are made when an irritant gets inside the oyster and he coats the irritant in order so it won't irritate him no more. So when an irritant gets inside of the Tahitian black lip oyster on that black stripe that's in his shell and it irritates him, he coats it with a black coating and it becomes over time a black
pearl.
Yes, sir. Black pearl.
Yes, sir.
And black pearls are rare, so they're even more valuable than white pearls. Woo! That happened when you did
something.
Amen. So sometimes, amen. Sometimes they call you a black pearl. That's all right.
Yeah.
And you can be somebody call you black or dark or some of the other words they use. Amen. But that's all right, because you know a black pearl is valuable.
Yeah.
Sometimes you say, Lord, that's a miracle. But I'm going to tell you, Lord, I didn't have a failure, but when I went to church, the people in the church got me. sometimes, if you don't feel bad, you know, I like what Jesus said. I got clothes on way over. Jesus said, when he sent out his disciples two by two, I think it was in Matthew, he said, y'all go out and witness to the people. And I said, you go to the people, you know, and they welcome you in, you sit down and eat with them. They pronounce a blessing over the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now they reject you.
Shake it up. Yeah.
Amen. And when you, hey, before you leave,
shake it
up. Yeah, shake it out. Shake it
out. You gotta shake that. Don't let that rejection build up on you.
Come on.
You shake it off as a testimony.
Come on.
Mm-mm. You got me all wrong. Maybe you thought I was cheap.
That's awful.
Cause I'm a pearl. But if you don't shake off that rejection and you take it in, you'll devalue yourself. Mm-hmm. And once you feel low on the value scale, you will settle for the pigs that want you.
We'll settle for anything,
preacher. It's true. That's enough. Come on, Mr. Musician. It's not the pearl.
Yeah.
But the pigs. That's the problem. You're somebody.
Amen.
You're loved. Valuable. Amen. If you're a believer, you're adopted. Amen. You're God's son. You've been chosen, elected. You got a great future ahead. You're going to be with God forever. But they can't appreciate that. They can't appreciate you. They can't appreciate who you are. But you are somebody. You're somebody special. Call you out your name, but you know your name. And not only do you know it, but you know what? He knows the name.
Not only
he knows what that
is.
That's a blessing of me. I love the Lord.
Yes.
He's a great God. And you're here today. Don't think you unbearable. I offer you Christ. He welcomes you. He says you're a pearl. Amen. If you're willing to give him your life this morning, if you're willing to give the Lord your life, Father, let that spirit in you. If you feel his spirit drawing you this morning, drawing you, say, come on, be on fire. Nobody might not want you, but I won't reject you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'll be with you through thick and thin. Oh, yeah, you'll have trouble, but I'm right there in the middle of trouble with you. I'm always by your side. That's the kind of God that I'm offering to you this morning. If you don't know him, it's a good time to come to know him. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He can save you from the guttermost to the uttermost. What a wonderful God we serve. Since you know who you are, spread the word. When you go to your job, your school, let other folks who've been rejected know, hey, Christ love. Show them in you Christ love. Show them how special they are. But other folks, there's no pigs, they're going to say there's nothing.
Yeah.
Trample them and bully them even sometimes. But show them that you're better than God's eyes.
Yes.
Bless all these fine birthday.
so much worth. People not going to appreciate it like it's worth. Because they don't know about that. But our God, He knows about that. That's why He died for us to care. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior we have. Go out, love and care about this world. The world needs us. The world needs white, black, red, all kinds of world.